Good morning. Today's guest on our animal health update is Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. I understand you're going to visit with us about respiratory disease risks in the fall.
Good morning. Yes, fall is a time of transition from warm days and mild nights to cooler temperatures. And a lot of times we see these temperatures varying daily. Also, with cooling temperatures, we do see an increased risk of respiratory diseases. According to the SCHIC-funded Swine Disease Reporting System and the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project, fall months signal a time when the detection of key respiratory pathogens increases. And with this monitoring, we do see these patterns very similarly occurring year to year. What we see is viral pathogens such as PRRS and swine influenza having increased detection starting in the fall and extending through winter months. And this occurs across all ages of pigs, but a lot of times we see increased case detections more so in weaned market age pigs than we do in adult sows and boars. However, this detection isn't always seasonal, but it is definitely increased in activity in the fall. We know from the monitoring that there's new PRRS strains, such as L1C, that can be more virulent or make the pigs very sick and cause increased illness. And so monitoring is really, really important during this changing time. Why do these things occur? We see a reduction in daylight hours, and so we lose some of the natural effects of the sun when it can kill pathogens. We do see variable temperature swings, which can cause some degree of stress on our animals trying to accommodate going from warmer temperatures to cooler temperatures. This is a time where we know we've got to adjust curtains and have heater repairs due to oncoming cold weather. But we also may see a reduction in airflow if the temperatures really get cool at night, and that can lead to increased dust particles or gas concentrations that we don't normally see in the summer months. Fall also signifies manure pump out, and we know from research that manure can aerosolize pathogens, and so that's something of concern. So what can you as a producer do? Well, first off, monitor for just general signs of animal illness. So off feed, animals that aren't active, especially when the weather gets cooler and they normally would be active, reduced intake of feed and water, but also the number of animals that need treatment. For respiratory disease, do you see runny noses and reddened eyes? Can you hear increased coughing and sneezing, or even labored breathing or thumping? So what do you do for this? First off, alert your veterinarian that you're seeing some changes, and then you can work on the best medication or vaccination program, but then also reassess your biosecurity protocols to ensure that things like manure pump outs and increased weather stress or temperature stress aren't causing more disease challenges than you're aware of. Other things is monitoring herd health challenges in your area. So it's really important to look at the monitoring projects to see what's changing in the environment and what risks may even be in your state. But also don't forget your workers to stay safe and healthy. So if you're sick, stay home. You might consider vaccination as well, and wear PPE in barns. But most importantly, you can always go to swinehealth.org to find the swine disease monitoring reports, as well as see other information on biosecurity risks during fall and other months. Additional biosecurity steps that you can employ in changing seasons include ensuring that you're wearing clean clothes and coveralls in your barns, because these pathogens like PRRS, PED, and influenza can last longer in the environment in cooler temperatures. It's important to ensure that you're cleaning all of your equipment that goes in the barns. And then when people are doing manure pumping in and out of the barn, ensure that they're also wearing clean clothing and footwear.